Good to see everybody that's gathered. We might turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. I was going to read quite a bit of this chapter, so it might take us quite a bit of time. Chapter 19 and verse 1. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. He bowed himself with his face to the ground. And he said, Behold, my lords, turn then, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet. And you shall rise early, and go in your ways. And he said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly. And they turned unto him, and entered into the house. And he made them a feast, and they brake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house, and round about the young and the old, and all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto them, Where are the men which came to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not do so wickedly. Behold, I have two daughters, which have not known man. Let them, I pray thee, bring them unto you, and do unto them as you would see good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore they come under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came to sojourn, and will needs be a judge. We will deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break down the door. And the men put forth their hand, and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they were wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides, son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because of the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out, and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get out of this place, for the Lord would destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife, and thy two daughters, and hear, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. And the Lord, being merciful, said unto them, And they brought them forth, and set them without the city. And it came to pass, they had brought them forth abroad, and said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay in the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And let not, and Lot said unto them, O not so, my Lord, because now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me, in saving my life. I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil overtake me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto. It is just a little one. O, let me escape thither. Is it not just a little one? O, my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this also. I will not overthrow this city, for which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou come hither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered unto Zoar. And the Lord rained down upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he withdrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the city, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward the land and the plain. And behold, lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And we might turn to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. I'll just read from verse 26. Here the Lord had been asked when his return would be, when his kingdom would come back. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, and they planted and they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And that day, he which shall be upon the housetop, and the stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. One shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. And we'll look to God to bless his word. I've been thinking about this for a wee while. And what I was thinking about was the similarity of Lot's day with our day. And Lot, in Lot 19 verse 1, it says, and there came two angels at Sodom at even. I thought to myself, what a great sight this must have been for Lot. He lived amongst deplorable people, evil people. And here he sees two men of God walking in, and he bows himself down. And I often think, times in my own life, years ago before I was back with the Lord, how great it was when you met a Christian from out among the world. You just happened to come across a man of God, and it just, you felt your heart being a wee jump within you. Well, I think it must have been great for Lot too, if he recognised that at that time. And in verse 4, but before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round about, both young and old, and people from every quarter. And what I see in this verse is that everybody from every quarter of Sodom, the young and the old, everybody was round about that house. And the evil desires that was in those men's minds, they wanted to know the angels, they wanted to send them out to rape them. They wanted to rape the angels of God. And I started to think, what is it like in our day? Is there any difference? And then a couple of weeks ago, I was watching the news, and it come on that they'd found this ring of paedophiles. And the man in the news was explaining how they work. One of them had got his hands on a child, and he was going to be raping this child. So he phones all his friends and tells them to go on the internet where they could watch this being done. And the depravity of man today. And that day they surrounded a house. I'll tell you. And this day they surround this world. The internet has made the world a little house. And all these men with their evil desires are just looking for children or anybody. In verse 5 it says, and they called unto Lot and says to him, where are the men which came to thee this night? Bring them out that we may know them. Behold, I have two daughters who have not known man. I pray thee, let me bring them out to you, and do you as good as in your eyes. Only in these men do nothing. It's bad enough, I think, when a man wants to give his daughters to depraved sexual men. Is it any different in our day? In our day, we look at the television and we see nothing but filthy sin. Is there any difference? And Christ says, as it was in Lot's day. And Lot went out to speak to the men. When Lot went out to speak, just as Christians speak against homosexuality and different sins in our day, the men attacked him. They said, stand back. Does this remind of our day? Gay marriage, gay rights. Woe to you if you speak out against it. They treat it as racism. If you speak against a homosexual, they can actually take you up and charge you as if you're a racist. Now, that's what they're trying to do anyway. Does that not remind you of Lot's day? But you can get out in the street and you can get a great big signpost and you can walk about the street promoting homosexuality. It's done every day in America. They're starting to do it in this country. And the men, in verse 12, and the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters? And whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them to this place. Here God, Lot is sent with the gospel. Go and warn your sons and your son-in-laws. Lot is told that judgment is coming, about to come in Sodom. So he goes and he speaks to his son-in-laws. And they look at him and they think he's only joking. And they laugh. And Lot went out and preached and they took it as a joke and they laughed. Only fools laugh at the gospel. There are a day coming. You may have laughed at the gospel. You may have found jokes in it. But I tell you, God said no to everyone. And many times we've been at work or at different places and we've heard men laughing at us because we're Christians. I tell you, God's noted it all down, and one day He'll bring judgment in this world upon them. And verse 17, and it came to pass when they brought them forth abroad and said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay in the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou come hither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. It's only by God's grace that the world as we know it exists tonight. When the last one person is saved in this world, then the end will come. God will have no other reason to keep this world going. He's only keeping this world going till He brings His own in. And then it's finished. It's only as long as the Holy Spirit is here on earth. When that is removed from this earth, this world will get into a time of wrath that's never been known. We'll be in the tribulation time. And if we think things is bad just now, just wait till the Spirit of God is removed from this world. And men will just go crazy. And I got to thinking about this verse. This was the verse that really touches me somehow in this whole chapter. And the sun was rising upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Sunrise, the most beautiful time of the day. if you ever get up in the morning and it just breaks daylight, you hear the first birds starting to sing, and it's so quiet. Sin has settled. The birds sing, and God has called the last sinner. Verse 24. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the city which grew upon the ground. Suddenly, in this peaceful scene of the sun rising above the earth, out of all the serenity and the stillness and the peace in the morning, comes sudden destruction. The weeping and the wailing of those people in Sodom. There was pleasure in that sin for a season, but it's payday. God's grace and mercy has been rejected. They didn't want nothing to do with it. I'm quite sure that Lot many a time spoke to those men, and they just didn't want anything to do with it. And we see the scene there as the fire flows from heaven upon them. But his wife looked back from behind him. The angels had told his wife, go, don't run, don't look back. Run for your life and don't look back. But it's sad because Lot's wife's heart was still back in Sodom. And she didn't want to leave it. And you may be sitting in the meeting tonight, and there's a wee bit sin there, and you don't want to leave it. And the sad thing is, over the months and years, you may have heard the gospel being preached, different preachers, different messages, and you've sat and you've listened to it, and you're still sitting here tonight, a godless sinner. Then I think another time. I think about the birds singing at another time. But this is a different scene. It's a place and it's called Calvary. There's a mob there. And if we could just put our ear to that mob, and we could just hear the cursing and the swearing, the spitting and the mocking, we see a man there and he's bent and the blood drips from him. And there is a spittle running off his face. The flesh is, the beard ripped from his face, and it's nothing but open wounds. And he's bowed to the ground with a beam across his back. And we can hear the Roman whip as it cracks in the air. And he starts to walk up Calvary's mountain. And the birds are singing. The birds doesn't know any better. But when he reaches the top of that mountain, there they nail him to a cross and they put him up on the cross. They mock him. They shake their heads at him. And they spit on him. They've done everything to him. And then darkness comes. And the birds hush their singing. For now is the Son of God. Alone. I don't know if you ever know what alone really means. To be totally separated. Especially separated from that you love. And here is the Son of God. Separated from his Father that he spent eternity with. Oh my friend, if you reject this, hell will be a terrible place. After all the messages you've sat and listened through, hell will be a terrible, terrible place. Verse 27. Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before God, and he looked towards Sodom and towards all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke is of a furnace. Abraham got up early that morning and he had a look across to Sodom. And what he saw there was a penalty of sin. Sin has wages. You've built up wages through your life. Every wee lie, every bad thought, thoughts of lust, things you've done, things you've let pour into your mind from televisions and filthy books and all the rest of it. Are we any better today than those men of Sodom? Do we deserve the same end? But there's other words that the Lord Jesus said. He says, it would be better for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for us, for you that's heard the gospel. Oh, my friend, I hope you not reject the gospel anymore. Hell is full of Christ rejecters, and if we could only open it up and let you hear a little sound that comes out from hell, you would turn to Christ tonight. I'll leave you with this thought, that there was an end to Sodom. Some men, I read on the internet the other day, that they say when you die, you go to hell, God will destroy you in hell. But I read in the Bible that someday Sodom is coming up for judgment. God's no finished with Sodom. Even as bad as it was at that time, is God going to be finished with you? Are you going to be finished with your son? And it's so easy. I can remember a time when I struggled through my life wondering, how can I be saved? And then I heard the verse one night, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I didn't know it was as easy as that, but that's how easy it is. Just to believe in the Lord Jesus, we're not being asked to do anything, there's nothing we can do. Just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.